Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. Your subconscious mind is what produces your best ideas. You will not get them when your conscious mind is talking because it's just too loud for your subconscious to speak over it. It's impossible.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You already know by now that my new book, Work on Your Game, Using the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Business, Sports, and Life, is out. And we both know that you're an audio listener because you're listening to my podcast. How would you like to get the audio experience of my new book, Work on Your Game, completely for free? Here's how. Go to DreAllDay.com/review. That's DreAllDay.com/review to leave a review on Amazon of my book, Work on Your Game. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to me. My email's contact@DreAllDay.com. You can DM me on Instagram, send me a snap, tweet, whatever way you need to get it to me. I will reply and give you the free audiobook version of my new book, Work on Your Game. Again, go to Amazon. That's DreAllDay.com/review, or just look up my book on Amazon if you prefer. Leave a review of the book. Take a screenshot of your review. Send it to me, contact@DreAllDay.com, or DM me or snap me or at reply me. I will give you the audiobook completely for free. You're already listening to my podcast every day. If you haven't read the book yet, you don't have the physical or the digital, so you don't know what to say, say something about my podcast. Say something about some way that I have provided value to you in your life. Leave that as the review. Screenshot it. Send it to me, contact@DreAllDay.com. The link again, DreAllDay.com/review to review my book, Work on Your Game. Screenshot it, send it to me. You get the audiobook for free. One more time. That's DreAllDay.com/review. Let's get to it. You need this book in your life. Work on Your Game, Using a Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Business, Sports, and Life. Audiobook is yours. All you got to do is leave that review. DreAllDay.com/review. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to occur. And on top of this, get a huge dose of personal initiative. That's the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, when to take a step back from your work. When to step back and assess, maybe take some time off. Just allow yourself to refresh a little bit, recharge your batteries when it comes to the work that you're doing. Now, while many episodes of this show, we've talked about the go, 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 the forward movement, the progress of doing our work. We talk about the drive that you need, the motivation, the discipline, getting up and doing the work every day, like I talk about in the intro to this show. How to set up that work, how to know you're doing the right work, how to improve at your work, how to work on your game so when you're doing your work, you can produce better results, how to improve as a person, improve the people who are around you, get rid of anybody who is not doing these things. While we talk about a lot of that stuff in many episodes of this show, there is also on the other side a benefit to not always being so on the go. And this benefits can help your work and help your life in general if you can understand the balance of it. So not everything in life is going to be just all going in one direction, and not everything's going to be going in the opposite direction either. And it's not necessarily a quote unquote perfect balance of how much you should work and how much time you should take off for rest. So if you're thinking that I'm going to give you just a black and white formula that you can apply to everything in your life, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm going to disappoint you and let you know that that's not the way that it works. It's not the way that business works. It's not the way that life works. It's not the way that sports or personal improvement work, because all of us are individuals. We all do different things. We all do them different ways, even if we're doing the exact same things or what seems to be the same things. So I'm going to tell you here today, what are the benefits to taking those steps back from your work, and you taking the information I'm going to share with you here, the insights and the perspective that I share with you here, you're going to run this through the filter of your own brain and your own situations in your own life. And then you're going to use your wisdom, the wisdom that comes from information combined with thought, combined with your experience. And then you're going to decide what are the best plans of action moving forward for yourself. Point number one, again, the topic is why and when to take a step back from your work. If you look at your laptop computer or your smartphone, and no matter how powerful and how up to date those things get, and how many times we update the software in them, even our laptops and our phones sometimes need a reset. Even our cars sometimes could do well from us not driving them so much, or using our laptop so often, being on the phone so often. Every once in a while, you got to restart the phone. You notice that every time you do a software update to your smartphone, the phone restarts itself, because the phone needs a reset sometimes. It needs a reset just to take in everything that's been changed, all the stuff that has been given, and say, okay, this is the way that we're configured now. This is the way things are going to look different. Here's how we're going to work better. And if you've just been using it for a long time, it just might need that reset just so we can slow down, so we can catch up. It's kind of like it has to go to the bathroom, be eating a lot of food and drinking a lot of water. Eventually, you got to relieve yourself. So even our devices, which are made to be definitely not human, they don't fatigue, they don't get tired the way that we do. They don't have these up and down performances like us. You can predict what to expect from your laptop or from your phone or from your car, what kind of car you got and what kind of shape that is in. We can know exactly what we're going to get from them almost precisely, down to the decimal point, unlike with a human being, most human beings. But even with those, we don't need to always be quote unquote on, because being on all the time for even those devices, things start to slow down. You might have pages start to, if any of you use an Apple computer, you might get that rainbow wheel, that rainbow circle that just keeps going around and around and around. And then you move it, the circle's moving, then eventually the circle stops moving and you realize the computer's frozen. Now, whatever I was doing, whatever didn't get saved, it's going to get lost because I got to restart this computer. And sometimes with your phone, you get a certain little bug, something's not working the right way, and you got to restart your phone. The Bluetooth headphones are not connecting to the phone. The Wi-Fi network's not working. Certain app is not coming on. You're not hearing any sound when you get on the phone. Just some little thing that's happening. You're like, why the hell is this happening? Usually the first recommendation, if you talk to a tech at any of the companies where you get your devices from, and you're telling them what's happening, or if you just Google a message board or something, the first thing it's going to say, hey, have you restarted your device? Have you turned off everything and turned it back on? Because sometimes these devices need a reset. And human beings, being that we're not as technological as these devices, even though we created them, we can't always be on. Now, we can't have our on light on all the time. We can't always be doing stuff, not all the time. All right, there's a reason why we sleep at night. There's a reason why we eat food. There's a reason why we use the restroom. There's a reason why sometimes we just got to stop for a minute, catch our breath before we start running all over again. We don't need to always be on, because if we are, then what could happen is we might short circuit. I'm sure everyone listening to this has at some point or another in life pulled what they call an all-nighter, where you just stayed up for 24 hours straight and didn't sleep. Maybe it's because you were forced to. Maybe you're really excited about something. You're finishing up a big project. I don't know if anyone here has ever gone longer than that. If you've gone the whole 24 hours and then you try to stay up for another day and another day and another day, eventually what happens, and this is from what I've heard, I have not tested this out. I've never done more than, let's say, an all-nighter, one day. But from what I've heard, you try to stay up too long without letting yourself get the proper type of sleep, that rapid eye movement or REM sleep that really starts to refresh and repair your body and your brain, you'll start to hallucinate. You'll start to have these violent hallucinations where you're seeing things that are not really there. And it's the things that you start to see, again, this is from what I've heard, just become so amazing. Maybe a better phrase would be so ridiculous that you can't even function anymore. You can't look at your phone without seeing, I don't know, a whale jumping out of it. You can't look outside without seeing a huge 300-foot dog running at you with his teeth bared. You just get these crazy hallucinations. This is your brain's way of telling you, okay, this is not going to work anymore. So we're going to show you some really, really ridiculous things until you get the message that you need to go to sleep. You need to restart your device. All right. And all of us looking at ourselves as the device, our brains as the devices, we can't always be on. Not only do we not need to always be on, we just can't do it because eventually we'll short circuit. Our brain will give us some very clear signals that it needs a reset. And if you don't follow it, then it's going to make that signal clearer and clearer and clearer until you can't do anything but give it that reset. Point number two. Today's topic is why and when to take a step back from your work. Understand that your best ideas, again, look at your own life, your own experiences. Your best ideas usually happen when you're not working. You get your best ideas when you're not focusing on the problem at hand, or you're not devoting your attention and your mental focus to doing a certain thing or getting a certain thing done. When you're not demanding so much from your conscious mind, which is what we're doing, we're working. When you're working, you're thinking about, all right, what am I doing? What did that just say? What did I read in that paragraph right here? What are the instructions here? What are the terms and conditions that I'm agreeing to? What is this person saying on the phone? And what am I going to say back? You're putting your conscious mind to work when you're at work. But when you are not demanding so much from your conscious mind, you're doing things that are not work related. Maybe you're just having fun where you don't have to think too much. Maybe you're just sitting down doing nothing. Maybe you're just aimlessly watching TV or scrolling your social media or taking a shower or eating a meal or sleeping or resting. Whatever you're doing that is not demanding so much from your conscious mind. During these times, now your subconscious mind can communicate with you. Now, I've told you many times about the subconscious, and I wrote a detailed book about how to program your subconscious called The Mental Workbook, which you can get at dreallday.com/workbook, also on Amazon, also on Audible. But your subconscious mind speaks in a whisper. You can't hear what your subconscious mind is saying to you when your conscious mind is speaking, because your conscious mind speaks in the same tone that I'm, the same volume that I'm speaking at right now. Loudly and clearly, you know exactly what it's saying, and you're in control of pretty much what it's saying. The subconscious mind is talking to you too, but you can't hear it over the voice of the conscious mind. So it's only when you shut off that conscious mind or tell the conscious mind to take five, take a smoke break, take the day off, that's when your subconscious can talk to you. I remember when I was playing ball and there were times when I wasn't as gainfully employed as I wanted to be, and I wasn't staying as consistently as employed as I wanted to be. And I got the idea in this period where I'm like, okay, what's going to happen if I just keep following this pattern? If things keep going the way that they're going, what am I going to do? I need a different idea. And for a while, I kind of took a step back, or mentally, let's say on a consistent basis, I take a step back trying to think. I need an idea. I need to come up with something different. I'm not just going to keep pounding away at doing the things that aren't really working. And that's when I got the idea to do what became what we know now as building your brand. But back at this time when this was happening, there was no such thing as building your brand. Nobody was really using that phrase, definitely not for an individual person. And when I was later on still playing ball years later, when I was getting near the end of my basketball playing days, I took a step back from working out. I said, I'm going to just take a few days or a week. I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to train, not going to go to the basketball court, not lift weights, not do anything. I'll just do my yoga and meditation every day, but I'm not going to do anything outside of that. And let's just see where my mind goes. And during that period where I took that time off, that's when I got the idea to start doing other things to expand my brand more of a business sense outside of just being a basketball guy or making videos or trying to play overseas and doing those things. So I got those ideas. I'm sharing those anecdotes with you to tell you that I got those ideas from the periods when I wasn't just forcing my brain to focus on this one problem or this one issue or this one situation over and over and over again. Now, I'm not telling you that there are not times when that's important. Again, if you're really working on a project, you know exactly what you're doing. You got the plan in place. You got your strategy and you know what needs to be done. There's a lot of work on your plate. You do need your conscious mind to focus. But when you take your conscious mind off of that thing, whenever you get that time or create that time, that's when you're going to get your best ideas. Your subconscious mind is what produces your best ideas. You will not get them when your conscious mind is talking because it's just too loud for your subconscious to speak over it. It's impossible. Point number three, today's topic. Why and when to take a step back from your work, whatever that work may be for you. Third reason is perspective. Perspective means seeing the big picture of what you're doing, where you're going, and why. I want to say that once more, because with this show called Work on Your Game, I think just from the title alone, people will tune into the show to hear ways like, how can I do better? How can I do more? How can I go further? How can I do it faster? How can I get better? How can I find other people who are doing the exact same thing? At the same time, all of that stuff matters. Again, I'm not telling you that any of this stuff does not matter. It does matter. You also need some perspective. You need to be able to periodically, hopefully on a consistent basis, step back from what you've been doing in every area and see the big picture of what you're doing. What is the big picture of the actions that you've been taking? Where you're headed based on the actions that you've been taking, the results that you've been getting or not getting? And why are these results happening? Why am I going in this direction? Is this the direction that I want to be going in? What about the people that I've been dealing with? Are these the type of people I want to deal with? Why are they around? What are they producing for me? And where is this going to take me? Where does this path project me to be in the future? A year from now, 5 years from now, 5 weeks from now, 5 hours from now? That's what perspective is. But you got to step back from what you've been doing to see that big picture. You can't see the big picture when you're right up against it. If you're right up against the wall, painting something, you can't see what that overall picture is looking like. You got to step way back from it and look at the whole thing as one and not be so close to it that you don't have the perspective of seeing, okay, where am I going overall? I know what I'm doing right here in this little detailed space. I'm painting this little block here in the color orange with my watercolor paints, But you got to step back to see it. Is this fitting into the big picture of where I want to go? Is this starting to form into what exactly I'm trying to put together? Do you even know what it is you're trying to put together? And does this look like it's on its way there? This is the perspective that you get again from stepping back and looking at where you're going and asking yourself some critical questions, or having some people around you who will ask you these critical questions and challenge you to answer them. And understand that when you step back to get that perspective and look at the big picture, you may not see in that big picture what you thought you were seeing when you were up close to it. When you're up close to something, again, you're focusing on that specific area and the specific thing that you're doing. And you're like, man, I'm doing this great. I'm putting in this effort. It's producing this result. This is looking good. But it's only one part. It's only 2% of the whole picture, that whole 100% of what you're doing. When you step back and look at the whole thing, yeah, maybe that 2% you did perfectly. But what about the other 98%? The other 98% combined with that 2% may not be producing the type of picture that you thought it was producing when you were so focused on just that little 2% area. You understand what I'm saying? So it may not be what you think you saw when you were up close. This is why we make plans ahead of time when we do things. Hopefully, you make plans ahead of time when you do things. And why? After we do things, after you complete a project, after you complete a task, after you have reached the goal, or at least you believe you've reached the goal, this is why we look back at it after the fact to see how we did. All right, what was my plan from the beginning? First of all, before that, what was my goal? All right, my goal was to do this. All right, what was my plan in order to achieve it? Okay, so I was going to do it this way. I had these contingencies factored in, and here was the result. Now you look back on that, look back on your goal, look back on your plan, the strategy that you followed, the taxes that you used to get there, and then ask yourself, okay, what worked and what did not work? This is like the debriefing that you do after you finish a project, after you finish doing something, after you complete a task. Is that new to you? Or is that something that you don't really do? Is that something you haven't really assessed too much? If it's not, then you need to start doing it. In sports, coaches do this. After the games, the coach, if it's just one coach or coaching staff, if it's more than one coach, before the game, of course, there's a game plan. If you're a player in a sport, your coach tells you what the game plan is. All right, this is the team we're playing against. Here's what they have. Here's what we have. Here's what we need to do to win the game. And after the game is over, usually with the players not involved, the coaches meet together and they say, okay, this was the result of the game. Obviously, we wanted to win the game. This is the result of the game. Here are the moves that we made. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? What did we learn that we didn't know? What did we think we knew that we found out wasn't actually true? And what do we need to do different moving forward so we're more successful the next time? And this is, again, the debriefing. Are you doing the debriefing yourself of your own work, of your own projects, of your own tasks? We're in a new year now. Did you do a debrief on the last year? What about a new month? Did you do a debrief on the previous month? This is how you get perspective, but you have to step back and step away from doing the work, from the go, go, go of the work, in order to get this perspective. You can't get it while you're still working and doing the same things over and over and over again. Let's recap today's topic, which is why and when to take a step back from your work. Number one, even our laptops and smartphones sometimes need a reset, and our human being bodies and brains aren't programmed to go for as long and as far and as hard without stopping as a phone is. So as much as the phone needs to be reset and a laptop needs to be restarted, you need that reset and even more often. We can't always be on because our brains will short circuit a lot faster than your phone. Number two, your best ideas usually happen when you're not working because you are not demanding so much from your conscious mind, which speaks loudly and clearly the way I'm speaking into your ear right now. Your subconscious mind speaks in a soft whisper, which you can hear, but only when everything else shuts the hell up. Point number three, perspective. You see the big picture of what you're doing, where you're going, and why you're going there, and measure that against what you actually want. It may not be what you think it is. When you are up close looking at it, you may see something completely different when you step back and take a look at the big picture. This is why you plan ahead of time, work your plan, and then at the end, you must debrief what you've done to see what worked and what didn't work and what changes need to be made. If you're not doing that, then you're probably going to keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.